Rồi. Ta cho ngươi sẽ được gánh cái người này, cho ngươi sẽ được gánh là chỉ được có bao bốn mươi người. Ta, rồi, ta đi sang nhà. Ta chỉ được có bao bốn mươi người. Nào này à, ta chỉ được có bao bốn mươi người. Nào này, anh ta chỉ được có bao bốn năm sáu chỉ sáu bảy nữa. Anh, ta chỉ được có bao bốn, anh tham gia kiếm bạc. Tamja nuva, Tamja la zawa. Didn't you see? And that question is an idea, Tarzan, Madasu Chimaji. And then you think about the Judith and College in the Chorus, and the Mutin Chorus energy. So today in the Sane, Ta, any Judicobo, Mending, Judicobo, Mindu Chase. And a Tamja law, and a Judith Gange Chavaries.
So, 심리진, 심신진다, 느지진, 신나서 그렇지. 순전했다, 딘다보지, 하나만 연차였었지. 강사치라고 소소소, 뒤지로, 소를 샤워이나. 야, 가서 우리, 나 콘대서 올려다, 콘대 탐제로, 아니, 소치스러네. 아니, 근데, 느겨나면 그러시나. 내 야, 오메시. 자, 다 간다, 상제비 슝네, 아니, 규단 제비 띵중도 다리스 다 규단 제비 용대 디디 난리야 아니 치 주긴 난게 주긴 난게 주긴 저 조조디 세리 시베 되는 상태가 아니 세리 시베다 데 타그럼 저와요 되고 지금 디디 살이야 다 난게 주긴 아니 치 주긴 다 간다 상당게 지지 다 소소래 하나 넘버 시베 댕행이 두시다 소화 여댕에게 아니 대생식 대중적으로 다지 소화던 두시 매댕에게 아 가자 이게 무슨 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 다 간다 지금 소화던 두시 여댕에게 대생식다 매댕에게 두시지 딘 대생식 딘이가로 주지견 때는 주원도 되지 간다지 만주 균지 미다와지 예신절이야 그 계시긴 규의 정신지 그 차대요 그 계시긴 규의 정신지 지 인신절이야 그 주도 견을 때는 이런 거에 대해 세우시다 그래서 저는 이번 인도 아다시 요원종에게 치단하게 치어 간다 강이네 간다시 누시도 소화 여댕에 있네 나도 매댕에 있네 나도 대탐자로 주도 견 삼도 때는 요원도 대하다 견가시 대하래 레 마도 델을 오소 지 장진이 되었는 신기 지금 Gulungi yong, and a tane, any curve,
Now, of course, among the diverse mental inclinations of sentient beings, there will be those for whom the metaphysical concept of a transcendent being as a creator of everything is unsuitable, is unacceptable. For example, the metaphysical notion of the transcendent being is characterized as having features of such qualities as omniscience, omnipotence, and all compassionate. However, these concepts, the idea that everything is determined by a transcendent cause, which is transcendent to the world of diversity, is something that many practitioners find unappealing and unsuited for themselves. And furthermore, in their mind, it leaves the obvious question that, you know, who is the creator of that creator? You know, where does the transcendent being come into being? From where does the transcendent come into being? What caused it? How can we posit that it is the true beginning? So it leaves questions in one's mind. Therefore, these people with these kind of mental dispositions tend to look for the explanations in an alternative way, such as the one sub-school of Samkhya philosophy in ancient India. They, just like Buddhism, they accept that everything, all things and events come into being as a result of causes and conditions. And then these causes and conditions, and then they understand the reality to be constituted by two levels. On the one hand, there is the world of everyday experience, which is constituted by diversity, multiplicity, and so on. And these, if you probe further, you know, where does this world of multiplicity and diversity come from? Then they understand this to be coming from a kind of a deeper reality, which they call the primal substance, or Prakrit in Sanskrit. And so the world as we experience is seen as manifestations of this deeper underlying reality, which is thought to be the primal substance. Now, as to what exactly is the nature of this primal substance, whether the primal substance exists differently for each individual beings, this is something that I'm not familiar with in detail, because if the understanding of this primal substance is individual to each individual sentient beings, then this understanding is fairly similar to the certain the passages in the Buddhist texts, where, for example, in a supplement to the Middle Way, Chantakriti says that the entire world of environment and the beings come from mind, and mind is the creator. However, if you understand this primal substance to be some kind of universal substratum from which everything emerges, then of course this is in conflict with the Buddhist understanding of cause and effect. So there is one alternative explanation. However, in Buddhism, even this kind of attempt to understand reality is rejected. And according to Buddhism, an attempt is made to understand all things and events, the entire spectrum of reality, in terms of interaction of only on the basis of the aggregation of causes and effects. And when we speak of causes and effects leading to the to the evolution, origination of all things and events, Buddhists identify two sort of general realms of causation. One is the realm of causation, the external realm of causation. One is the internal realm of causation. And this distinction is drawn on the basis of whether or not that realm is constituted by sentient beings with perception, intention and feelings on the one hand. That world is the world of internal realm of causation, and the external world of realm of causation refers to the external environment, such as plants and the natural environment, where intention and the subjective experience of feeling and experience is not part of it. So both of these realms of causation are understood to come into being purely as a result of aggregation of causes and conditions. And all of this world is constituted by things which are transient, which come into being and cease to exist. And this transient nature in terms of continuum is something that we can observe. So if we can understand something to come into being and cease at a certain point, then we can deductively conclude that in order for that cessation to take place, the process of cessation must be taking place moment by moment. Because if for such a perceptible change to take place, that change must be occurring on a moment-by-moment basis. Otherwise, one cannot account for this sudden change that we can perceive over a period of time. So in this way, Buddhists understand how all things and events undergo moment-by-moment change. That is, they are dynamic, they undergo moment-by-moment change. And so in this way, Buddhism explains the origination of the entire universe, the origination of all things and events. For example, the Indian master Asanga, when explaining this world of dependent origination, he identifies three principal conditions. One he calls the condition of impermanence, and the condition of absence of designer, and which rejects any notion of there being a transcendent intelligence designing the world. In other words, a rejection of the concept of transcendent being. Having rejected that, then he talks about the condition of impermanence, that the causes and the conditions which give rise to the world of dependent origination, they themselves are impermanent, they themselves are subject to change. And these causes and conditions, then he identifies a third condition, which he calls the condition of potentiality. So not everything can produce anything. There must be some natural commensurability between causes and effects. Certain causes and conditions can lead to certain types of effects, and other causes and conditions will lead to other types of effects. So to summarize, the basic Buddhist point is that we must understand the nature of reality and its origin purely on the basis of the aggregation of causes and effects.